Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. That's Booker T and the MGs. That's called Shotgun, that song. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one from my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. John Swanziger is our guest. He's the CEO of Manta. Manta.com. John, welcome back. Thanks again for being here. Tell us about Manta.
So, Manta is one of the largest small business communities. Manta.com. We help small businesses get found online, help customers find them online. And we do that in a really simple way where they can create a profile so people can find the business. And then if they want, they can subscribe to a product that actually gets their data information, you know, the contact information, information about the business pushed everywhere. And we have some of the products we're going to talk about, like a basic search engine product, just right, to really make sure they're covered from their base online.
How many of your, how many people do you put their best foot forward online with a Manta position that where Manta's, you know, you've indexed them, you've got them up. How many of those people do you think you're the only thing they have online?
It's hard to say. I think
a lot though, right?
Millions. Yeah, millions. A lot of the people that use Manta often don't even have a website, which I'm not suggesting.
Yeah, that's my point. Yeah,
where their web presence, you know.
I want to say this, John. Folks, if I didn't think Manta was important, John wouldn't be here. He's a great guy, but you know, I only bring people on and companies on that I feel are worthy of our time. And so I want you to know Manta and use their tools. I think you'll be better off for it. But they're not replacement for your website.
Yeah.
It's not either or, it's both and, isn't it, John?
It is. It is, and it's social media too, as we talked about, you know.
Yeah.
People are finding you on, you know, they'll go to Google often, and then they'll go to your website and your Facebook page, and if you have reviews on Google or Yelp or anywhere else, and it really has become a situation where the customer gets all this information and you have to be there. So there's another
part of your research I want to dwell on for a second here. I almost fell out of my chair when you asked them, okay, how what kind of marketing strategy do you have? And you listed what about a dozen disciplines, social media, yeah, direct marketing, trade right, shows, email marketing, etc. One of them was search engine optimization, SEO.
Right.
Now, that number, I almost fell out of my chair when I saw that, because that really ought to be on top, shouldn't it?
It should. So the number, and I was shocked too, is 5% or less, really less than 5% of respondents say that they use search engine optimization, which is basically when you type your name into Google to make sure that your business is there on the top and you have an ad, or any kind of content.
But John, that's like saying I have a phone number, but I don't want you to put me in the phone book in the old days.
That's exactly how we describe it. It's not listing your phone number, and not even necessarily.
And the millennials are saying, "Hey, John, the millennials are saying, what's the phone book?"
Yeah, exactly. I hear that all the time. It's the thing you keep your door open with.
That's right.
But no, it's like not even listing your business in the phone book. And I, you know, what we find too is it's very intimidating for small business owners, right? The whole SEO thing, that term. What does that mean? I've heard it. I have to go on Google and type this thing. It's really not difficult, you know, and we help with that at Manta. I mean, one of our base products is just making sure, hey, locally in your area, if someone's looking for your business on Google, they can find it. But it is very difficult in terms of the hurdle for a lot of small businesses because they just don't know how it works. But the reality, too, is it's one of the cheapest marketing channels you can
use
at the highest return.
Well, and the thing is, if you've got it, when you have a website, If you're interviewing people to build your website, if within 90 seconds they don't say the term SEO or search engine optimization, then fire them. Don't even think about hiring them. Because, I mean, can you imagine, John, building a website without having SEO as the backbone?
No, I can't, but I've seen it a lot. And I see, you know, my family is, are small business owners, many of my family. And I can tell you that a lot of their sites even, we've seen this and have frustrated me historically because they're not optimized so they can be found on Google, which is what SEO does. They don't pay for any kind of search engine marketing.
Yeah, well, so, that's a whole other topic, though. We need to be clear on that, right?
It is.
That's a separate discipline.
If you have poor SEO, you should do one or the other, or for your point, really, both.
But it's not either or, it's both and.
But really, they're not set up that way. And often, these small businesses are spending a ton of money, because if they do have a site, maybe 10 years ago they set it up and they're spending even thousands in some case per year on a website
right. That
isn't getting them found.
Well, and the thing about the SEO folks is, you know, if you go to a site where it's a pretty darn good site, you know, because of the way they change the algorithms, Google and all the others change their algorithms, you're out of date in 90 days.
Yeah.
So people could be given a break if they're not completely up to date. But to be MIA with your SEO is awful.
Yeah, and it does change all the time. You know, I mean, Google looks at things like how fast does your site load? If I look at it on my mobile, on my iPhone,
right?
How does it look?
What are the components? Is there any video? They like stuff like
right.
that, don't they?
Right. Yep. Yeah.
Hey, John, I need your website one more time.
Manta.com. MANTA.com.
Can they find your SEO offerings there?
It can. Yeah, it's under products. It's one of our
check
offers.
Check that out. Do yourself a favor and check that out. If you don't know whether you've got an SEO strategy, you don't. Check out that at Manta.com. Quick break, Tintel. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.